Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Leadership 4, Women Build Confidence. Communicate with impact and lead with purpose in your career. Business and Life is a self-development and leadership guide aimed at women who want to strengthen their presence across work, business, and personal settings. Published under Freedom Publications, the book positions leadership as a practical and attainable capability rather than a role reserved for a narrow group of people. Its central purpose is to help readers move past self-doubt, communicate more effectively, and act with clearer intention. Based on the available product descriptions, the book combines encouragement with applied guidance, drawing on practical tools and real-life examples to support confidence building and leadership growth. It appears designed for a broad audience, including professionals, entrepreneurs, students, and women at different career stages. The book's emphasis is not only on professional advancement, but also on owning one's voice, making deliberate choices, and leading in a way that feels aligned with personal values and purpose. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, confidence as the starting point for women's leadership. A core idea in the book is that leadership begins with confidence, especially for women who have been conditioned to second-guess themselves or wait for external approval. The book frames self-doubt as a barrier that can limit visibility, decision-making, and influence. Rather than treating confidence as a personality trait some people simply have, it presents it as something that can be developed through practice, reflection, and purposeful action. This matters because confidence affects how a woman enters a room, speaks in meetings, handles opportunities, and responds to pressure. The book appears to encourage readers to recognize their existing strengths instead of focusing only on perceived gaps. That approach is practical because leadership behavior often changes only after internal permission changes. By addressing confidence first, the book sets the foundation for the other skills it covers, since communication, vision, and influence all depend on a person's willingness to step forward and be seen. Secondly, communicating with clarity, influence, and presence. Another major focus is communication, understood here as more than speaking well. The book suggests that women leaders need to communicate with impact, which means expressing ideas clearly, listening effectively, and making their message carry weight in professional and personal environments. This theme is important because many leadership opportunities depend on whether others understand, trust, and remember what a person says. Communication is also tied to credibility. A leader who speaks with clarity is more likely to be perceived as composed and authoritative. The book's emphasis on impact implies that effective communication is strategic, not merely expressive. It likely encourages readers to align words with purpose, use voice intentionally, and avoid minimizing language that weakens authority. In a leadership context, this is especially relevant because influence often comes from how ideas are framed and how consistently they are delivered. The book treats communication as a tool for shaping outcomes, building trust, and creating a stronger leadership presence. Thirdly, purpose-driven leadership across career, business, and personal life. The title makes clear that the book connects leadership to purpose, not just achievement. This is one of its distinguishing features because it presents leadership as something that should be aligned with values, direction, and meaning. The book appears to argue that women lead most effectively when they know what they stand for and can connect decisions to a larger sense of why. That perspective expands leadership beyond formal authority or job title. It applies to managing a team, launching a business, navigating a career change, or making decisions in everyday life. Purpose gives leadership consistency because it helps people choose priorities, set boundaries, and remain steady under pressure. It also provides a way to measure impact beyond short-term results. In this framework, leadership is not just about being effective in the moment. It is about building a life and career that feel coherent and intentional, that makes the book relevant to readers seeking direction as much as advancement. Fourthly, practical tools and real-life examples instead of abstract theory. The available descriptions suggest that the book leans heavily on practical tools, actionable strategies, and real-life stories from women who have led successfully. This is significant because many leadership books remain at the level of broad inspiration, while this one appears to focus on usable guidance. Practicality matters for readers who want to translate ideas into behavior, such as speaking up more consistently, handling challenges with greater steadiness, or approaching leadership responsibilities more deliberately. Real-life examples make the lessons easier to apply because they show how confidence and purpose can operate in actual situations rather than in theory alone. The inclusion of examples also helps reduce the distance between the reader and the ideal of leadership, making progress feel more achievable. This approach positions the book as a companion for action rather than simply a source of encouragement. Its value lies in helping readers identify what they can do next, not only how they should think differently. Lastly, leadership as a broad life skill for professionals, entrepreneurs, and younger readers. The book is notable for its wide intended audience, which includes business leaders, professionals, entrepreneurs, teens, and young adults. That broad scope suggests the authors view leadership as a transferable life skill rather than a niche career topic. This matters because the same core abilities, confidence, communication, purposeful decision-making, and resilience are useful in many contexts. A professional may apply them in the workplace, an entrepreneur in building a venture, and a younger reader in developing identity and direction early. The book seems to support the idea that leadership development should begin before formal leadership roles arrive. This makes it relevant not only for advancement but also for preparation. By addressing women at different stages, it can speak to immediate challenges while also reinforcing longer-term growth. That flexibility helps explain its positioning in the self-development category. It is meant to be both accessible and broadly applicable, with lessons that can travel across different phases of work and life. In conclusion, this book is best suited for women who want a practical introduction to leadership that connects confidence, communication, and purpose in a single framework. It will likely be most useful for professionals seeking greater presence, entrepreneurs who need to lead with clarity, and younger readers who want an early foundation for self-belief and direction. Readers looking for abstract theory may find it straightforward, but those who want encouragement paired with usable guidance should find it accessible. What helps it stand out in the crowded women's leadership category is its broad application across career, business, and personal life, along with its emphasis on action rather than inspiration alone. The book does not appear to focus narrowly on corporate advancement. Instead, it treats leadership as something women can practice in many settings and at many stages. That wider framing gives it practical value for readers who want to lead more intentionally, speak with more authority, and make choices that reflect their own goals rather than outside expectations. If you would like to support Freedom Publications, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.